Friends, Shir should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Morasi, Sheyichyu, Vinishmas, Harav. Aaron ben Rav Nosson, Rav Dov Eliyahu Moshe, ben Rav Eliyahu Moshe ben Yitzchak Dov, and Schus Moshe Yudah ben Peshedina, Rachaliyahu ben Yosef HaLevi, Shmuel Miyam Tishna Rachaleya, Shalal Racha Batzlacha B'chom HaSeyedayim, Sarah Bas Chana, B'chayot Seichel Etzeha, Racha Batzlacha. We're continuing our discussion of Yeyush, based on the Torah of Hagon, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal. The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Hilchos Gzeila Aveda, in the 10th halacha, Motzei Aveda Bezuto Shel Yom Vishliso Shel Nor She'eno Posek Aval Pi She'ish Basim and Arezu Shel Motzei Shenemar Asher Tovim Menu Mitzasa Mi Shavudim Menu Umitzuya Yitzo Kol Adam Yatzezu Shavudim Menu Mikol Adam Shezev Vade Nisya Ish Mimena. That if somebody finds an Aveda that was swept away by the water, by the sea, by the river, even though it has a simon, you can keep it, because it says something that's lost from him and you found it, something that's only lost from him but everybody else has. But if you have an aveda that was swept away by the water, that's lost from everybody, and therefore vade nisiyayish mimenu, there was definitely yeyush. It would appear that the Rambam would agree that even if the bailim are standing and screaming, hey, I'm not nisiyayish, the Aveda is still mutter. And that comes out from what the Rambam says in Gzeila Aveda 16:7 and 16:8. Amotze matmon begala b'koysel yoshan arei l'shila. If a person finds a hidden treasure in a mound or in an old wall, belongs to him. Shenei Amishal Marima Kadmonim, because I can say that it belonged to the ancient Amorites. Vushimse matematik derech kol hamatmonos hayishanos, provided that you find it all the way low down, like all the hidden treasures. Avei mardvam shematmon chadash, but if it looks like it's a new item that was placed there, afilu nistapik lo deber zilei yigab, and even if you have a suffix, you shouldn't touch it. Shemunachem emshal, maybe it was placed there on purpose. If your kona, what's in your chatzer, so why shouldn't it belong to the bala chatzer? The answer is, it's not known to him, it's not known to anybody else. And this matmon is lost from him and is lost from everybody. And therefore, it belongs to the one who finds it. So if something that wasn't known belongs to the finder, not to the Bala Chatzer. If you have an Aveda which originally belonged to the person, and it gets swept away by the water, you can take it. Certainly this, which never belonged to the Bala Chatzer, it's Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam. The finder can keep it. If you have an Aveda that's found in a mound or in a wall, you can keep it. Now, that Rambam is talking about where the Bailam don't know about it. Can't say they were misyayish. So the Ma'ar Panim of Mitzian Perak Beis, the beginning of Allah Chahe, writes that according to the Rambam, Soveach works by Veda if he cries out, no, I'm not misyayish. But in this Rambam, it's mashma, you don't need yayish before. You don't need yayish. The moment it's considered a matmon that belongs to the Amorites. So whoever, finders keepers, losers weepers, that's it. Even if the guy screams, I want it, sorry. And if the Rambam in Gzeila Aveda 11:10 also, he says, Mishav, that if you have an Aveda that was Avudu Menu Mikol Adam, you can keep it. Kshizavada Nisiyash Menu is Misiyash, but even if he wasn't Misiyash, it's also yours. Even if he's Tzoveach and he cries out, he says, I'm not Misiyash, you can still keep it. Like we see in the Rambam later, that if you have this Matmon, even if there was no Yerush, you can keep it, because it's considered lost. Then Muga Yosef, on the din of Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam, Mav Metzia Chav Beis Amit Beis writes, Dibra Maschel Rachmana, Shariyeh, name of the Rashb and the Ran, quoting the Lashon Ad in Muga Yosef, Afilu Basel Yadam Moitzeh Lifnei Yeyush, even if it comes into the hands of the finder. For Yeyush, talking about when it's avudu mikol adam, when it's lost to everybody. Bafilu lo miyashna, and even if he says I'm not misyayish, like we spoke about in the Rambam, lav kol kamine, he's not relied upon. You don't have to listen to him. Even if it's before Yeyush, and even if he says I'm not misyayish, and even if he's running after it, why? The butler daito, because his das is bottle. Shavudim imenu mikol adam, because it's lost from him and it's lost from everybody. So that's the Amuke Yosef. So it would appear that the Amuke Yosef says shabatla daito doesn't mean butler daito etzel kol adam, that they're always misyayish. No. What he might mean is that we don't need a siyayish, since shavudim mikol adam, the Aved is out of his Rishus, and that's Yeush. Not mitzad the Bailim, but mitzad the Chayfetz. Because this is, as we explained in a previous shir, Shemahusa Yeush Ukanal, Shabishvil Shenegra Aveda, Midaito, Yotis Mitchumat Nusa Vitekiv Balusa. What's pshat in Yeush? Yeush is that since a person is Mesiach Das, he says it's not mine anymore, it no longer is. When he despairs of finding it, so now he's not connected to it anymore. He disconnected himself from the object. So, even if he doesn't have Yeush, but the very fact that he's disconnected from the object and that it was swept away by the water, that's also like Yeush. That Yisod, we are Miyashi of the Yerushalmi, the Bavli, that the Yerushalmi learns Yeyush from Asher Tovad Mimenu Mishavud Mimenu Mitzvei Tzol Kol Adam Yatsa Yeyush Bailim Sheavud Mimenu Mikol Adam. So pshat is that the person, when he has Yeyush, when it's Avud Menu Mikol Adam, he has Yeyush, and therefore you can keep it. But that would contradict the Bavli, and Tosis is Mashman that doesn't contradict the Bavli. Because in the Bavli, when it's Avud Menu Mikol Adam, you don't need Yeyush, according to Tosis. So how can Tosfos say, imply that the Yerushalmi agrees that you don't need Yeush? And the answer is that it's really the same Yisod, that Geder of Yeush is that you're Mesiach Das, and therefore it's considered Avud. There are two ways of Yeush. There's one that you're Mesiach Das, and then there's one that Mitzad Chayfetz. The Chayfetz is lost. It's a Yeush Klali. So here also, even if the person says lo miyashnan, I'm not misyayish, it doesn't matter, this object is a lost object, It's not but l'daito that everybody necessarily has yesh, even if they don't have yesh. The object itself is considered a lost object, and therefore you're not connected to it anymore. And therefore it goes out of tchumat nusa v'tokuf ba'alusa. The idea of Yeyush is that now the object goes out of your Rishus. So Mimela, if it's Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam, it also went out of your Rishus. This is a Yeyush Pratin, Yeyush Klali. Is Yeyush that you personally had Yeyush, and then there's also a Yeyush that the object like has a chalos Yeyush because it's just lost, and Mimela the owner is detached from it. He doesn't have to have Yeyush before. So continues Rav Weinberg. Zol daiti. Kavanas HaRambam v'mashikosav v'zutur shel yam shezev vadin esiyayish mimena kaloyimayar sheyeyush zeh uklali shekol mesiyayish mimena, everybody's mesiyayish v'en utolui b'yideyosam v'ritzonam shel abaylim v'lashonam shel amuka yosef debot ladaito. Everybody's mesiyayish. Like the Nemuka Yosef says, but l'daito. Doesn't matter what his das is. This object is considered miyuash. This object is lost. Marcheshes, in his Kuntras Binyan Yeish, Osei asks, and what it says in the Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi in Bava Kama Perek Dalet Alachaches, Shor Shai Yotze Li Sokol, for sure is going out to be stoned, because it killed a person. V'nimtzu Edav Zomimin. And it turns out that the Edim are Zomimin. So the Shor didn't really kill. So now what happens to the shore? Does the owner get to keep it? No. Kol hakodim b'zocha. Anybody who gets it first gets it. Not his anymore. Chaperein. Reish Lakish Amar Yeush Tosu. Zok Reish Lakish. No, the whole Yeush is a mistake. He was only Messiahish because he thought it was going to be taken out to be killed. Turns out it wasn't, so the whole Yeush is betos. That's the Yerushalmi. So frek the Marcheshes, that the Svar of Reish Lakish doesn't seem to make sense, because every Yeush is betos. If he would know where it is, he wouldn't be Messiahish. And yet the Torah says Yeush works. So what's Pshat? Yeush is betos. It's always betos, and it works. So the Racheshes says with a pilpul charif, the Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing between Avudah Mikol Adam. The Rav Yochanan is Lishitaso in Bav Metzia 21b. In Yerushalmi Perek Beis that learns Yel Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam from the pasuk of Asher Tova, that's Xeris HaKosev to be Matir. The Torah is Mafkir this item, and even if he cries out Lo Mahani Yeush Lo Mahani, even if he cries out it's Yeush Baal Korchai, it's Xeris HaKosev, the Torah is Mafkir it, and therefore B'Yechanan says anyone can Chaperai. Bishor Niskol then in Sivis writes Reish Samach Beis Biyurim Siv Kotin Gimel that the Hefker is because Avudim Menu Mikol Adam. So this Shor Niskol is Avudim Menu Mikol Adam. There Rabbi Yochanan holds the Xeris HaKosov, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though the Edim are Zomim and it's Hefker Lakol Rachmana Afkere Torah was Mafkiret. the Shor HaNiskol became Hefker when it was announced to be a Shor HaNiskol, because it was Avudu Menu Mikol Adam. Therefore, even if he'd be Tzovech, it wouldn't help. So it's a little shver to say what the Machresh is saying, maybe more than a little, because Hashem knows that their Eidus is Sheker. And the Shor didn't kill a person. So how do you say Rachmana Afkarei? And that's what the Marchesh says, that Rachmana Afkarei. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that anybody call a Kodim by Zocha. Shlokish argues, and he holds, Shigamba Vudami Kolodam Enoi Hefker. Loisvirle Alfusa Dasher Toivat. Shlokish holds, but even Bavudami Kolodam, it's not considered Hefker. He doesn't learn, he doesn't accept this Yalfusa of Asher Tovat. According to Rabbi Yechanan, this is Yerush Baal Korcho. Asher Tovat teaches you Yerush Baal Korcho. Rabbi Shlokish doesn't accept this. And Rabbi Shlokish holds that Avudu Mikol Adam is in Hefker. He doesn't accept the Yalfusa of Asher Tovat. He learns Yerush else from different, from similar. That Yerush is effective, as we learned in the previous shir, that it's a similar extra to tell you that only if it has Tovim and Simanim. Otherwise, if not, the person's Messiah, and the male you can keep it. And therefore, since you need Yeyush, if it's Avudah Mikol Adam, we require is Yeyush. It's not considered Yeyush Baal Korcho. You need is Yeyush. And there's no difference between different types of Yeyush, personal Yeyush, Avudah Menu Mikol Adam, it doesn't matter, you need Yeyush. And it's only belongs to the finder as long as there's Yeyush. The moment there's Eidim Zomimin, the Yeyush is Pokea and the Shor goes back to the Bailin. The moment they're found to be Zomimin, boom, belongs back to the original owner. And don't say that the Bailin were Mafkirit, because that's Hefker B'tos. That's what he says, Yeyush Tosu. In other words, it doesn't work out Hefker, because it's Hefker B'tos. And every Kenyan Ritos is Choser. So here there's no Yeyush. He was Messiah, but now he's not Messiah anymore. His Yeyush falls away the moment they're found to be Eidim Zomim. So the Hefker, if he was Mafkir, it is Mafkir, Hefker Betos. And the Yeyush was a Yeyush Betos. In other words, it disappeared, the Yeyush, dissipated, because the Eidim were found to be Zomim. And Mimela, it automatically belongs to him. And the Marcheshes is Marech Bebekius for Charifus Rabbah. Brings the Yerushalmi in Baba Kama 10:5. Shatav Nar Chamora Vayitzovech Vomer Lo Nesi Ashti. Mishlokish Amar Kol Zman Shetzovech Lo Nesi Yaish. V'yechanan Amar Chazaka Mi Yaishu. That if Nar swept away his donkey and he says, "I'm not Messiahish," Mishlokish says, if he screams, "I'm not Messiahish," he's not Messiahish. V'yechanan says, "No, he is Messiahish." So from here, the Marcheshes brings out that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are arguing, but the Din of Avudah Mikol Adam, Rish Lakish holds against Rabbi Yechanan that Avudah Mikol Adam is only if there is Yeyush. Rabbi Yechanan says it doesn't have to be Yeyush. According to Rish Lakish, if he wasn't Messiah, it's still his. According to Rabbi Yechanan, no, he loses it. However, one can argue with the Marcheshes and say a different svar to explain the machlokas about Shor HaNiskal. That by Aveda you can't say there was Yerush Betos and say that he didn't know where it was. If he didn't know where it was, it wouldn't be Misyayish. The reason you can't say that is because that's the Iker Yisod Be'Aveda, that it was Nekar Milibo. So the moment it was Nekar Milibo, it's not his anymore. The Bailam don't know where it is, and therefore he's Mesiach Das, and therefore it's considered an Aveda Gemura. And the Torah was Matir the Aveda to the person who finds it. But when it comes to Shor HaNiskal, the Bailam didn't know that the Edim were Shakronim. So the very fact that the Shor is lost, person thinks the Shor is lost is Betos, because the Shor never became Aser. He just believed the Eidei Sheker, and therefore he was Misyayish. That's what means Yeush Betos. Yeush Betos is that the Yeush was generated Ayesod Svarash Ayesod Shel Uvda Mudeis. The whole thing is a mistake. When he lost it, he was correct that he doesn't know where it is. He really doesn't know where it is. When he thought, when he was told it was a Shor HaNiskal and he was Misyayish, that's false. That's not true. It's true that before, in the case where he lost it, he doesn't know where it is. It's true that he doesn't know where it is. If he would know where it is, he wouldn't be Misyayish. But he does know where it is, so therefore his Yeush is a good Yeush. But here, it's based on false, fake news, as they call it today. That the Edim Zonman said that it's a Shor HaNiskal, but it's really not, since the whole thing is based on fake news. Says Reish Lakish, it's Yeush Tos, and never goes out of his Rishus. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even Yeush Betos is effective. So, there's a lot more to say about this Sugya. So, please stay tuned, and we've saw in this shir. Wonderful Niflos, Taras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.